What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We have some fucking fun tonight. Let's get moving with clanks. Right, that was Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio doing Corruption.
Coming off
He Who Cannot Play Bass, Split with Submachine. How's everybody doing out there? Let's say what's up to the co-host. I'm Andrew Bedlam, by the way. And let's start things off with the lovely rude girl Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? Woo!
Yeah, chug, 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 chug.
Vodka, vodka, vodka.
Where's my ice?
It's in the freezer downstairs with the vodka and the creme.
Everything's
down there.
Everything.
Shit. Yeah, you're gonna have to be making a
change. No, we need to get a slave, or no, we need to get an apprentice.
No, we need. I like a slave more than an apprentice.
I know you do, but
they can live in the closet right there. We can feed them out of a dog bowl, keep them chained to the wall. But let's say hi to some of the dudes. Let's say hi to some of the dudes. Talking about Sean Bedlam and that crusty fucker, Josh. How you?
What the fuck sexist. Is up?
Assholes doing.
You crusty fuck.
Crusty
fuck socks, Josh.
Sean Bedlam actually here for once.
Yo, why does
he
this
claims
this
that
keep...
he comes all the time? But just go back in the archives, listen to the show. More than three quarter of them.
He's been here recently.
I'm here like all the fucking. I don't know why we keep having this conversation.
Yeah,
though.
No, it seems
I'm here like every fucking week.
I'm gonna have to go with Sean that he is here a bunch. He's here maybe like 3 out of 4 nights.
I disagree. It's all on the internet.
Yeah, well, you can't remember when I'm here, when I'm not. Like you were
well,
like,
Andrew
"Yo, you were here last week."
It's
I was like,
internet,
"Yeah, what?"
So we'll have to check the archives on this one.
Yeah,
check
I'm
them
here.
For us. We
I'm
can
here.
Use the downloads. But anyway, as I said earlier, that was Blank 77. Before we recap the QXT show that happened last Saturday, let's get to the next track. Who Blanks was playing with, and that's the Casualties. Here's one coming off On the Front Line, Tragedy. Dedicated to all those junkies out there.
Burn your lungs, burn your night to sun. Burn
the casualties on Pogo City Radio.
So how about that fucking show last week?
So how about
that?
Oh, my
God.
Shows? Let's take
that
it back
time of my life, man.
To Saturday. Go Newark, New Jersey. QXTs. Downtown. So I thought it was awesome.
Bunch of pictures.
Blanks, Casualties, DSU. Who else was on the bill?
Zed Never. I never heard of them, though.
Yeah, something
Zed
like
Never. Still fun. Like, me, Tony, and Tim met the, I guess he was a guitar player or something, outside of the place, like, hours before the show even started. He was just out there, like, smoking a cigarette or something.
Yeah, because for some reason.
So I'm imagining that they've been around for a while, but I've never fucking heard of them.
For some reason, that first crew that you were talking about, you guys decided to leave at, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the club didn't open till 10?
Yeah, because, well, it was, I guess it was Tim's idea. Like, I was talking to Tony and Tim, and Tony was like, well, I guess we're going to go down early and catch, like, you know, find something to eat and, like, maybe find a record store and go do some record shopping for a little bit.
There ain't shit
kill
to do.
Some
you
fucking
went down
time.
To the cop, didn't you? You went down there to cop.
No. Not even.
Well, I wish you would have said that you were going down there to cop because it just makes you look dumb that you went down that early and the show
didn't
start till 10.
We didn't even do that. We fucking, we get there and, like, we're going to the train station to get, like, a train to, like, go to some record store that somebody knew about, and it was supposed to only be, like, $2, like, for a round trip. It ended up being, like, $10, so we were like, fuck that. And then we were like, well, shit, now what do we do? I guess let's go find some food. Nobody knew where the hell to get food. We were walking around for, like, a half an hour. Like, it was hot as shit out, too. And fucking, we were trying to find, like, pizza or, like, there was like some steak place or something,
it
and
like
it was
guys
all
were actually just
every place we walked past. We're like, no, we can't afford to eat.
You're
here.
Just
we don't
wandering.
Want to eat here. I ended up spending like $3 on like a hot dog and like a bottle of water or something. Me and Tim were drinking like before on the way down, so we were already kind of like buzzed.
Yeah,
and we ended up just like stopping at like this like burger joint. Like they got like chicken sandwiches and shit.
But what about the show?
The point
I think Sean's hungry.
We ended up not doing a goddamn thing for like 2 hours. We were just we had to move Tony's car because he was parked in a spot that would have gotten a ticket because it was permit parking only. We didn't realize it at first. We walked all the way back, moved his car, and then we fucking found another spot and fucking then me and Tim just sat in the back seat drinking beer and in Newark.
30-year-old men. This is 30-year-old men we're talking about.
We were fucking
not 14-year-old boys.
No one fucked with us. We were just like hanging out, but like it was not what we were planning on doing.
But
we
the show,
ended up
the
fucking,
show
was sweet, dude.
Yeah.
I had
to me like
a
you're
fucking
just
blast.
We're going down the chicken.
Well,
plate
Andrew
first.
Asked about what happened with going down like Matt early. That's
no, yeah,
happened.
No, but right. Yeah, the show was fucking great. All
right, so when we pulled up, we pulled up.
And
like
just
right
the time.
Before it started. You know
yeah,
I mean?
You guys there got
we
there
were
like 9:30
down,
or something.
Yeah.
We were walking down the street, ran into Renee, had to start screaming at Renee.
I had to pee really bad. She let me in.
So just she let Jessica in real quick to go pee. And then we got into the show. And of course it was a fucking blast. QXT's a lot of fun.
So
you know,
much
they got
fun.
All the lights. They got a nice stage. You know what I'm saying? Good sound system. Blanks was fucking awesome.
Oh,
came
my God,
right
yeah.
Out, opened up with Up the System.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Went through a great set list, playing stuff off all the albums like they always do. And it was a
it
lot
was
of fun.
It was so great.
Some great pictures up at QXT's Facebook and all that
and
shit.
And they're on ours now, too.
Yeah. And ours. And you can find ours at facebook.com/Voice of Bedlam.
Pogo City Radio.
Yeah, check
but,
it the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, then the Casualties finally came on and, you know, put on a good set. The only thing I do got to say, I don't like to talk shit. I love the Casualties. They sounded great. Great stage presence. I love Rick. Rick's like the
yeah.
new, like,
yeah.
energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like the hype man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was really disappointed with the set list selection.
They didn't play.
I
mean,
yeah, I was surprised, too.
Shit.
They didn't play once. I've seen the Casualties literally probably 100 times. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever heard one song off Stay Out of Order, ever.
Look, I like the Casualties.
Yeah, they didn't play anything off Underground Army either,
song,
which is my favorite
Punks
album.
Unite. And usually, nope. Even though they don't usually play a lot off Underground Army, but they still usually play Punks Unite. And get this, they weren't trying to play dick off For the Punks until I started having a seizure.
Until they started
right
playing
front,
For the Punks.
Screaming
but
that was,
no, because they played Riot, they played fucking Ugly Bastards. Right? Well, yeah,
but I don't give a fuck. The Casualties can't play a show and not play For the Punks. I'm sorry. And, like, I seriously need to scream that as they were going off stage. And it was cool because what happened was he played For the Punks, and then they went right into Police Brutality. And
that,
then
yes,
they
yes.
went into Ugly Bastards.
Yeah.
So once we got him, because they said they were going off, but once we got him to play For the Punks, they played quite a few songs off For the Punks.
Right,
played
right, right.
Punk Rock Love earlier in the
yes,
set.
Yeah.
But I mean, even on the front line, they don't really play that much shit off on the front line. And the only song you hear off Die Hards is Made in NYC. I mean, you're pretty much getting Under Attack and like Further.
Yeah.
That kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, I was saying before the show, like, I hope that they play a lot of older shit, kind of knowing that probably wasn't going to happen, and it didn't. So
I caught them in Irvington years ago, dude. One of the best Casualties show I ever saw. It was the Punks Unite Tour. It was the Lower Class Brass, Monster Squad, and the Casualties. I mean, we would just straight up be like, Drinking is our way of life, and then they'd go into that. Bored and Glued, and then they'd go into that. They played like the whole entire
years. That's awesome.
You know what I mean? That's what I want.
They're getting older.
You know what I mean? But they sounded great. It was still a great show.
It was still a good show.
But I'm sorry. Fuck that shit. I know you want to get the new stuff out there, but like, we should not have to be chanting to hear songs off For the Punks.
Look, I like the Casualties a lot, but like, I felt like they weren't as like close with the crowd as like they would usually be.
Mike and Blanks and them.
Yeah, like they didn't like seem like they wanted to do it more like it was a job. I'm not trying to talk shit, but that's how I felt. That's how I kind of felt.
Fighting words right there.
Not to mention fact that I bet a lot of the people that were at that show had been listening to the Casualties for fucking ever and wanted to hear the same shit that we all wanted to hear.
I mean, it was fun. But see, this is the one.
It was a good time, though.
QXTs, they did really good job. QXTs, but a lot of people had trouble with the bouncers this time. And
there was a lot of security guards
it
there.
It was fucked up because the Casualties were definitely encouraging the shit that the people were doing to get thrown out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, so that was kind of fucked up on the club's behalf.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're talking shit, but believe me, it was one of the
I'm not trying to talk shit.
Great.
I love the Casualties. Yeah, they did.
But I'm sorry, Casualties. Like, you gotta play songs off For the Punks and Underground Army. Come on, punk core.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? Like, come on now. Come on.
I hear that 100%. Because I was thinking the exact same shit, like, when I bought the fucking tickets for the show.
I mean, I'd even be okay with just hearing some more of On the Front Line, but like, seriously, the only song they played off On the Front Line was the song On the Front Line, and Tomorrow Belongs to Us, Unknown Soldier.
Unknown Soldier, and they played, what's that other fucking song? Is it Casualties Army on there too?
That's not a song, it's just the intro though. Casualties, Army, and then it goes into the song On the Front Line.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Alright, yeah, you're right.
Alright, well, we've talked plenty now. Covered the show real nice. Really good seeing everybody hanging out. And why don't we get to another band that I've seen Blanks with. Now, were you at the Blanks League show?
No.
That shit was fucking awesome. I've talked about it enough on here, though. But here's the Anti-Nowhere League with Pig Iron.
I have no fear. The new age is here. Yeah. Plastic cage, bold rage. We got videos, stereos, radios and telephones. Computer contractors, nuclear reactors, sex scenes in magazines, laser beams and war machines. Now I have no fear, the new age is here. Big Iron.
up, check it up, blow your fucking brains out. Star Wars, race wars, HIV, MBS, EVA. I have no fear, the new age is here. Let's fire up the oven, we'll burn the atmosphere. I have no fear, the new age is here.
All right, let's move over with Antidote. Let's get drunk, Pogo City.
One, two, let's get drunk and have a lot of fun. Drink, fuck, drink a beer, drink it in the sun. This is what we're into, and this is what we're always do. This is what we're into, and this is what we're into. Oh, let's get drunk.
Was Antidote on Pogo City. Keep things rocking right along with some classic Black Flag, Nervous Breakdown.
I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. My head really hurts. If I don't find a way out of here, I'm gonna go to the bus. I'm crazy and I'm hurt. The same old lines. Don't tell me that today. Yet you know what's good for you. You'll get out of my way, cause I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Hurt on my shoulders. Going faster. I won't apologize for acting out of line. You see the way I am. You leave anytime you die, cause I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Hurt on my shoulders. Going
real quick, I don't want to take up too much time on this, but who's everyone's favorite Black Flag singer? So we got Keith with the real early stuff, the Nervous Breakdown 7-inch. You can get Ron Reese with the like No Values and all that. What was that? The 12-inch EP. I can't think of it. Jealous Again. And then you go with Dez Kadena, who eventually moved over to guitar, like the original Damaged and all that, or Henry Rollins with the full-length album. See, now me, lots of times I want to say Keith, but honest, I love Ron. I love Ron in the band. I love the videos I see of him, like in Decline, Arrested, and Civilization and shit like that, as a front man. And I love that Jealous Again EP, so I'm going Ron. What are you doing?
I'm pretty sure we had this conversation before. I said it last time. I'll say it again. It's Keith.
Keith, yeah, that would be my second and close first. Jessica, Josh, favorite era Black Flag singer?
Keith.
So you're going original.
I said Henry last time, but I like Keith. I like them both.
Henry, Henry's good on like the what's the first one? Rise Above. What the fuck? Damage. On Damage. Yeah. Like, and My War, I liked a lot of My War too. But after that, I could give a
lot.
Shit
a lot of people don't like the Rollins stuff, but there is good shit on there. So like,
yeah, on the two albums I just named.
Yeah,
not Family Man and fucking. Kira's got the 10.5 inch and fucking what was it? Annihilate. Well, actually, Annihilate this week was actually kind of all right for a later Black Flag song. But I really dislike the real
usually
later Black Flag after the record company thing.
Usually, the older shit from a band is usually the better stuff anyway. So that's why I say Keith. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Josh?
I think Keith 3.
What was that now?
A combination between Keith and Henry.
The new and the old. Well, not that Henry's exactly the new. No. But, yeah. All right.
Keith 3.
So I'm going Ron. No one going with Dez. No one going Dez Cadena. I mean, there was nothing really, like...
standout-ish about it. Yeah.
And he sounded a whole hell of a lot like Henry. Him and Henry sounded, like, very similar, actually. But, yeah. So there's our little Black Flag discussion. I think we got some people coming over. I think Larry and Janelle, Larry, bass player for the Parasitics, been on here plenty of times.
Coming to hang out?
That's what the word is. He hit me up like an hour ago. We'll see. But in the meantime, why don't we keep this fucking these fucking tunes moving?
Fucking tunes.
While everybody else is seeing fucking the Lower Class Brats and Krongen in a little bit at Fuck You, We Rule, okay.
Those lucky bastards.
And then they got Blanks and the Casualties Blanks. The next day.
I want to go to that so fucking
and
bad.
Then Sunday, Monster Squadron and Street Brats.
Yeah.
Endless Struggle playing tomorrow as well.
Yep.
Potato Pirates playing tomorrow.
Yeah. That fucking
wanna
that
go?
Fest is fucking stacked. I want to go to that so
LA Punk
bad.
Invasion after that.
That
ain't
awesome.
Too shabby
it's
either.
So much
hell
better.
Yeah.
Like, LA Punk Invasion's got Cheap Sex. I think the Virus, Blanks.
The Voids.
The Oi Scouts.
The Voids, who I really like.
Yep. We'll have to get to some of those bands. But in the meantime, let's stick with something we got queued up. Let's take it back to Britain. Do one of my favorites with Blitz and 4Q. Bedlam used to cover this back in the day. Or... And that was Blitz on Pogo City Radio.
With Greg Buck.
Here's the Boils. Swift Annihilation.
Coming out of Philly.
Damn right. We'll be right back. That was the Boils. Here's Hooligan by Booze and Glory, coming off Trouble Free.
Say she's wasting her time with him, he's gonna end up getting locked up. Well, they may be right, it may be true, but if you stand with him, he'll stand by you. Cause he's your hooligan, your bug, he's your hooligan, your love. Cause in a fight, if you're wrong or right, he will always be there at your side. He's your hooligan, your bug, he's your hooligan, your love. Cause in a fight, if you're wrong or right, he will always be there at your side. Prison cell, he'd be coming home to see his girl. Well, they may be right, it may be true, but if you stand with him, he'll stand by you. Cause he's your hooligan, your fuck, he's your hooligan, your love. Cause in a fight, if you're wrong or right, he will always be there at your side. He's your hooligan, your fuck, he's your hooligan, your love. Cause in a fight, if you're wrong or right, he will always be there at your side.
That was Booze and Glory on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. How's everybody doing?
I'm glad that Pogo
I'm doing fucking good. It's fucking hot as
I'm
shit
sweaty.
Up here, though. It's,
really
it's fucking hot.
You're just being a pussy. It's
fuck you,
hot.
Josh. You had your shirt off earlier, you bitch.
You don't have
yeah,
long.
I put it back on because it's less hot now.
Oh, no, it's definitely gotten cooler.
It's still pretty hot up here, though.
Well, we're not moving either, though.
We're in a relatively like large square foot area right now, so it's hard, especially with the stupid ass roof. It's hard to get the air in the right
circulating area.
It takes a little bit to get cooler in
and
here.
And people keep opening the door to go to
the
bathroom.
Is that the studio is actually an attic.
It's
with a slanted roof.
It's also fucking attic.
Fuck, but it's not hot up here now. It's cooled off considerably. The air kicked in.
That's because it was hot up here.
It's still pretty hot.
9,000 BTU air conditioner and a couple fans.
That's because
pointed
that,
directly at me.
That
I'm still pretty sweaty.
Or that big burning ball of fire in the sky is no longer
the God fire. Fire God.
Yeah, that went below the horizon. So now it's getting cooler.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well. Jessica,
what?
We're going to dedicate this song to you. Here's
uh-oh.
Erotic by the Bouncing Souls.
Oh, thanks.
We're the Bouncing Souls, no one can beat us.
Last night was bad, my doubts were all I had. Realizing I was alone and trying to think of someone to phone, but no one came to mind.
The Bouncing Soul. Bouncing Souls with Neurotic.
Because no one can beat us. We drink beer and wear Adidas.
Wrong song.
I know it was the wrong song, but I was just, you know, representing Bouncing Souls.
All right, we were talking about punk core earlier with the Casualties.
Here's some cheap sex.
Here's some cheap sex. Yeah. Launch off, coming off Launch
Love
Off
this
the
song.
With If Society Doesn't Kill Me, Then It Will Be My Mind. Now we're going to get over to the Dickies Banana Split.
I'm
right. That was the Dickies on Pogo City Radio.
I heard something about them.
So we're talking about
hear
this?
Something about
yes,
them.
Yes, I did.
We all did, I
didn't
think.
Didn't have to do a Warp Tour?
Yeah. It did. Fuck the Warp Tour. In the ass.
I've never been to Warp Tour. I don't follow Warp Tour, but... I mean,
I went like 12 years ago. It's fucking garbage.
I don't ever plan
now.
On going.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a big pop punk fest.
It's lame as fuck.
But, I mean, either way, there was some controversy that went down that kind of reminds me of, like, you know, trolling on the internet. Because I'm not an internet troll, but I'm definitely
you're a troll.
Troll.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, well,
Hobbit.
Well, that's another subject for another day, people. But anyway, so, you know, besides that, what happened with the Dickies, from what I understand from the articles that I read, is that basically the lead singer Leonard of the Dickies said that, you know, which is like a typical routine for him, is that, you know, he had like a dick in his hand, like some dick doll, and he wanted to go up on the crowd.
Like a puppet.
He basically said to the crowd that, I would like to, you're
go
a great
down
bunch
on
of,
all of you.
He said
like
that you're a great bunch of kids, and I'd like to go down on each and every one of you, but I don't have the time.
We don't have the time.
But he didn't actually get to say that. He just normally says that.
That's his routine.
He didn't even get to say that, and there was a bunch of women out there protesting
because
of the regular stage.
Yeah, it was a bunch of
So when they started screaming about that, he basically
went off
on a cunt rant.
Yeah. He called this girl a cunt and said, like, he'd fuck women like 10 times hotter than her and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, it was awesome watching him get thrown out because, like, the crowd was cheering for him. And if you really understand the context of what happened, I mean, you could, if you're at a punk rock show, if you're
it's not your safe
life,
space.
Yeah,
sorry.
Say that somewhere.
You could walk away. Like, why? Like, but anyway, like, let's put this.
He put out a statement today, right? Did you get that?
Yeah. I saw the statement.
Yeah,
but
I saw that on that.
Anyway,
news.
Apparently, like, the girls threw a sign at him. And the sign said that our teenage girls don't need to be subjected to derogatory jokes by a disgusting old man.
Ridiculous.
Pervert. Punk isn't predatory. Well, you know what? Punk is a lot of different things, and I feel like the defining punk is really the enemy of punk.
There you go.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, if you don't like something in life, just walk away from it. Like, especially in a situation like that. You know, like, I understand abuse. Like, I really understand abuse, but... If you're in a situation like that, and you know you're looking at somebody on a stage, and you're perfectly capable of walking away, why the fuck wouldn't you walk away? Because
they want
away?
The drama, Josh. Don't you know that?
But did you find the statement? Because he made a statement, and it was awesome.
Most of what I just read was off the statement.
No, but he made a direct.
Yeah, he
did.
The
statement. Okay, hold on. I think
do
I can
you have
that
the quote
exactly. All right, I have it here. It's a pretty long. I think he put it out on Facebook, but it's a pretty long. Quote, let me get towards the bottom. I think that's where it was pretty good. Yeah, so basically he's talking about the them saying punk isn't predatory and stuff. And then it says, it appears the audience and myself were to be lectured about common decency as well as a very rationed desire of punk rock by this woman and her friends during the entire set. I finally let my anger get the better of me. I let her know what I thought of her with a nasty behavior. I used very rude language. I understand the word cunt is inflammatory to many women, and many women have been abused by this word. I should have called her an asshole. It wasn't my proudest moment.
Like, that's better.
It wasn't my proudest moment, but, well, I think he's trying to be like, I think he's trying to say, like, maybe cunt came off.
Yeah, instead
of, like
being,
like,
yeah, like feminist.
Sexist
yeah.
or something like that. So he should have just called her an asshole, he's saying, but I don't even really fucking
care. I
get
care. It, but it's
but
so
he goes
funny.
On to say, it wasn't my proudest moment, but neither was the time I urinated on the audience.
Yes.
All right, but yeah. So you know, just
I
keep going with the
Dickies. I kind of wish that you would have urinated on her.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can find the video. I think King Kojo, Colin Johnson, tagged me in the video and set it up. That's how I saw it.
Me and Colin had a short conversation on it, but that we basically come to the conclusion that punk is not PC, nor should it be.
All. Not,
so
punk is not PC.
Yeah,
Josh is like, what was this a question?
well, but that's the question that's being brought up this whole incident is like, is there a place for political correctness in punk rock? At least in this particular incident, and I would say there's no such thing as a safe space at a punk show.
I'm sorry, if you want to do some like tree hugger shit, go have at it. But like, normal. And you know what I saw, and this is real true, Jake 40 ounce, right? I was looking, I saw something, he was talking about it on Facebook, and he was like, do you remember the shit Blink-182 used to say live?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
That's like
yeah.
king of the MTV pop punk bands. And I was like, God damn, motherfucker, hell yeah. Like, yeah. think about the shit Blink-182 used to say.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Like, they were fucking derogatory and dirty as fuck.
Yeah,
for as
yeah.
bubblegum as
and,
their fucking
and
music
fucking
was.
And fucking people loved
fuck
it.
Cunt, pussy, cock. I want to fuck a dog in the ass.
And
like,
people
you know,
loved it.
I want your dad to suck my cock. I want your mom to blow me. Like,
and
they
people
were
loved
fucking, I saw Blink-182 live. Like, they were fucking ruthless on the stage show.
I think that what it comes down to is that you know, there's a lot of people out there who are picking fights in the wrong places. If you're gonna, if you're gonna go to a show and hold up a sign like that, a bunch of around a lot of people who are just having fun and out there and don't care what other people think, that's the wrong place. Now,
those are the places that people like that
message,
go.
But they had that message in the wrong place. If you want to have that message in the right place, go look at somebody like Brock Turner. Like, why bring that?
The rapist swim guy.
Okay, all right, that's what I thought.
That's
that
a
was.
Better example. Yeah,
yeah. The rapist exactly. swim
that's
guy.
Where you
like,
take that.
Like, take it to him. Like, don't take it to the culture. Take it to the person who's actually offending people. Like, take it to the people who are hurting people. Like, you
well,
know,
he was doing more than offending, he assaulting.
Oh
people.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. absolutely, and you know that's all I'm saying is you know.
But you know what? He's got a bright future ahead of him, so we're gonna let him slide.
Cause he can swim good.
Fuck out of here with that shit. Fucking all right. Well, let's get back to the music, and why don't we do a little bit of some teenage?
Also, fuck Warped Tour.
Yes. Yes. Please don't interrupt while we're introducing the song, though.
Let's do I forgot to throw that in.
Yeah, fuck Warped Tour. Before, after, and during this. So here's Teenage Depression by Eddie and the Hot Rods. Teenage Depression. Eddie and the Hot Rods on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Little Dead Kennedys for you. Let's
meet the landlord's here to visit. They're blasting disco down below. Says I'm doubling the rent, cause the building's condemned. You're gonna help me buy City Hall. Oh, we can. You know we can. Oh, we can. You know we can. Let's meet the landlord, man. I tell him turn on the water. I tell him turn on the heat. Tell me all you ever do is complain. Yeah, then they switch the place when I'm not here. But we can. You know we can. But we can.
That was the Dead Kennedys. Let's get over with a little UK 82, some exploited alternative for my man Sean Bedlam. That was the exploited. We're going to keep moving with a little UK 82. Do some GBH.
Sick boy.
Sick boy.
That one's for you, Colin.
We'll be right back.
All right, we got just about 4 minutes left. Let's keep moving with the Joneses and Graveyard Rock. That was the Joneses with Graveyard Rock. Now, we're going to be getting out of here for this hour. But,
this little snippet.
Everybody's sticking around, right, Josh?
Fucking A.
I'll be here. Man. I think I might just get drunk and pass out.
That sounds typical.
I'm thinking about doing the same thing, Josh. I've been sick all week.
I've got a bunch of pent up energy from the work week, so no, I'll be awake for tonight.
I've been sick all week. And, I'm feeling pretty shitty. I'm trying to drink and fucking trap, maybe pass out.
Larry and Mrs. Parasitics Janelle are on their way over. We're gonna have to take a quick little break, get set up for them. And we're going to come back and we're going to get fucked up and wasted and drink some more fucking vodka, play
fucking
some more
A.
motherfucking punk rock, and we will leave you with Little Old Wine Drinker Me by the Lurkers. Getting out of here on this hour of Pogo City Radio. Hit us up, pogocityradio.com.
Fucking do it.
Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio.
See you next
Fuck
time.
Off.
Bye, Pogo Land.